الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. So we continue the story of Zulqarnain, and as we discussed last time that he made three big expeditions. One was all the way to the west of the world, and that was the place when he saw that the sun was setting into that murky spring of water or the ocean, or and he found a qaum, a people also were there. So they were not good people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an option to Zulqarnain that either you punish them or you treat them with kindness, right? So from here we will continue today's recitation. Qala amma man zalama. So Zulqarnain, he said that whoever, amma man zalama, as far as the one who always does the zulm and wrongdoings, man zalama, fasawfa nu'adhibuhu, so then we will punish that person. So he applied the very law of the nature. And those who are criminals and bad people, we will give them the opportunity to correct or mend themselves. But still, if they are not coming to the right path and they continue their all mischievous things and rebellious style of life, then we will punish them. فَسَوْفَ نُعَذِّبُهُ.
But in this ayah, there is no indication that if they don't come to the right path, it only says we will just punish them.
Yeah, but then the imam has read the tafsir, the meaning of the meaning.
I understand.
So
that's why I'm trying to ask
him. So it is yeah. It is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not explain each and everything. So sometime when you go to explanation of the Quran and the tafsir, then you look what is the right approach and what we can expect from a person like Zulqarnain, that he is not going to punish right away, right? فَسَوْفَ نُعَذِّبُهُ, so then we will punish him. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ, and this punishment in the world is not enough, then the same wicked and sinful person, he will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his Lord, and he will die. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ, and he will be returned back to his Rabb. فَيُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا نُكْرًا, so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him even more sternly and severely. فَيُعَذِّبُ, and actual the real azab or the punishment is the azab of akhirah. Allahumma ahfazna min kulli bala'i dunya wa azabil akhirah, right? As he said in the Quran, in some other ayat, kadhalika al-azab wa la'azabul akhirati akbar. Azabul akhirah is even bigger, right? So
nukra,
something very severely and sternly, and then that is not imaginable from the human perspective. Any the azab of akhirah, al-ayazu billah, no human being can even imagine that what type of that azab would be. So that azab and nukra.
This is the same word that was used earlier for when the boy was killed.
Yes. In the story of
Musa and Khidr alayhi salam, yes. But over there, the context of the word nukra was different, and over that was something that is not good.
Right.
Doing something that is not good. And here, when you relate it with the azab, and especially the azabul akhirah, so I was reading the actual context of this word over here is something unimaginable from the human perspective, right? Or unnameable. You cannot name that type of azab, because our understanding from the human intellect is very limited. And now we are talking about the akhirah, so that we cannot understand it properly. but it will be very severe punishment. وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. As far as those who have iman, now from the among the same people, if those who make the tawbah and come back and accept the iman and they have the faith, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and they do the righteous deeds, فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى. So that person have a very good reward. Jaza'i reward. Al-husna, good reward. وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا. And we also will treat that person from our own affairs with easiness. Yusra, easy. When it comes to the dealing with those people, good people, so we will make things easy for them. Right? ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. So he finished the second, this is the first expedition that was towards the west. So it's one is done. ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Then he proceeded his march. He continued his path. Right? أَتْبَعَ followed سَبَبًا path. Or if you translate the word sababa as the means, the source, all the resources. So he... he collected all his resources for another expedition and then he followed the path.
Imam Sahib, what is the reason in the earlier story we use the word fan talaka and here we are using summatba? It's almost the same meaning, right?
But there is a little bit difference. Over there, fan talaka, just walking, moving, simple walking, and only two people. Here, Zulqarnain is not moving by himself. He is taking all his army, all his resources. Just imagine a very big king, like a mighty power, a superpower. If they are going to invade some places or going on an expedition, so it needs a lot of preparation.
They are following him. They are following him.
Yes. So now they are all following him. And he is following the path. So Zulqarnain, and this journey was not a short journey that he will start in the morning and in few hours he will finish it. Just imagine from that time, and just imagine not across the country. It was across the world. Right? I was thinking that if you are in America, so two sites are famous. One is, we said, west side, all California and all those, and one is east coast, right? So even if you sometime travel and you are driving from east coast all the way to west coast, it needs several days to complete this journey, right? Even by in this time, modern time, with all the means. Now if you are flying, that is also longest, 5-6 hours. But now Zulqarnain, back then, thousands of years ago, he was journeying and he crossing the world all the way from west now to the east. Yes. And I was also reading about his location and all that. So there is no authentic, information about it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants us to give the messages. He does not go into so many details that where was he from and what was his country and all that. But some Fassireen, they found out from some sources that he was at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he built the Kaaba, so he was the one who did the tawaf also around the Kaaba with Ibrahim alayhi salam.
With Ibrahim
alayhi salam. So it determines his, some timeline also. And his central location, his own hometown was that is now today in Iran. And there is a city is very famous, it's called Hamdan. So he's all in the Khurasan area. So he was originally from there. So when we say that he went from east to the west, so we are calculating from that.
West
from
east.
First he went to the west.
Okay.
So he started from Hamdan and he, traveled so many countries. And then when he found that the sun was setting in that, so nowadays that place is in Turkey.
Okay.
That city is called Lydia. And it is in Turkey. And then when he started his journey from west to the east, so it was all the way to those countries of like China and all those far east. Hatta idha balagha matli' ash-shamsi. So until he reached to the place of rising of the sun, because sun is rising from the east. Wajadaha tatlu ala qawm. So he found out over there that there is a qawm, another nation. It's a different from the previous nation. Lam naj'al lahum min duniha sitra. That sun is rising upon them and they do not have any kind of screening, any kind of shelter or shade from the sun. So Mufassirin, they have written the explanation of that. What does it mean? They said that they were so uncivilized people. They did not have how to build the houses, how to make the shelter. So they were not living or staying inside some covered area. So what they used to do when there was a sun, so they go under the water and they spend the whole daytime under the water so that they can protect themselves from the water. And they did not have even proper, you know, dress. They did not know how to make the dresses. So all the way like a stone age, something. And when there is a evening time, then the sun was setting, then they came out from the water and now they were going for just, you know, for their food and all that. So in any case, they were very uncivilized people. Kazalik. Now, kazalik means like that. So, Dhulqarnain, he did not touch these people. He did not, you know, say anything, and he left them on their situation. وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا. And we have encompassed. أَحَطْنَا إِحَاطَ. Encompassing. بِمَا لَدَيْهِ. Whatever was with Dhulqarnain, خُبْرًا, knowledge. Why he did not speak to these people? Why did not he try to correct these people or teach them some technology of that time and all that? At that time or at that moment, he didn't do that. So we knew that what was in his mind. So he had some plan for these people, maybe later on, but at that time he did not say anything to them. Probably he wanted to go for another expedition. Maybe the third expedition was more important for him at that time than correcting these people. So he proceeded, he continued. Summa adba sababa. Yes.
Bima ladaihe kubra.
Bima ladaihe, whatever was with him, yani with Dhulqarnain. Ladaihe like indahu. As we say indahu in Arabic, with him. Kubra, his knowledge. Or experience. Khubra also means experience.
Does it have a meaning, Qarnain, in Arabic?
What?
The meaning of Qarnain. Does it have a meaning in Arabic?
Dhulqarnain?
Dhulqarnain.
Yes. The two horns.
Oh,
horns. Yeah, like we have the animals with the two horns.
Yeah.
That is called Dhulqarnain. But why he was called Dhulqarnain, there are another, again, some reasons. But most appropriate reason is that because he ruled two corners of the world, east and the west. So these two corners were like two horns. Okay. Khair, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim.